Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy, it's Jay from TransUnion.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, I wanted to just reach out to see if you received the agreement I sent this morning.
I did send it, or I did receive it.
Okay, great.
Dean just got in the office, so then he gave me the okay to sign off on the pricing, and that's what I'm doing right now. So I should have that over to you within, like, the next 30 minutes. I was just kind of waiting to have one final discussion with him, and he just got in a little while ago.
No problem. Excellent. Well, you're all set to go. Today's billable, so that will take effect today. So
okay.
Anything you do, even this morning, it doesn't matter. It's not like you have to wait for you to send it back in order for you to use it through the billing. It's still today at midnight started billing, so when the agreement's in effect for today, so you still get the whatever you used all up until, you know, through the day, I should say, for the discount.
Okay. Excellent. Do you need me to also add the credit card to our account today, or does that just need to be done before the first of next month?
Yeah, I would definitely add that before the first of next month. I would definitely do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Yeah, it's not a major thing you have to do right now. It's not going to prevent anything. Most of the time, you know, people get it done just literally before the bill.
Okay.
Do what I ask. So, yeah, it's not a requirement. Let's just say that.
Sure. All right. Let me go ahead and sign the agreement, and I'll go ahead and send that back to you. Yeah, I don't think that I'll be needing anything else for today, but we'll look forward to just using the product fully.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you need anything, you know, in the coming weeks or coming days next week, we're not going to be here on Monday for the holiday. System still works, by the way. System never shuts down, but the office will be here. The office won't be here. But if there's any training or any questions you have, or if you're bringing new people on, or if you need a recap, you know, please reach out.
Sure.
Keep in mind as well, everybody you add on has access to the system. You control that as the primary. You can customize. I'm assuming that people are pretty trustworthy. And the reason why I say that, because of the high level of data you're looking at, some of the paths that they're required. This is not like some of the companies I have that specifically, you know, launch just 100 people who are just interested in phone numbers and addresses. You guys are doing very detailed investigation work, if you will, on that. So, you know, as far as restrictions and stuff, I don't see that being a case. But if you ever say, hey, Jay, you know what, we have somebody we just don't want to be able to have them pull this or that or look at this or look at that, you can customize that feature individually.
Okay.
Or user groups. And again, I don't think that's going to be your case. But keep in mind, it's fully customizable. A lot of people like that. So they say, hey, you know what? I don't want anybody to see the last four of the social. We can truncate that. You can truncate that. I'm just giving you an example. And that's going forward in case you want to allow somebody to do this. So keep that in mind.
Okay. Yeah, I think I saw that when I was adding users. And the only person that I mirrored my access was Dean, and then everybody else is just a user, whereas we're admin, and I think have the ability to, like, you know, turn people off and whatnot.
Yeah. You have a lot of flexibility there. You have a lot of control as incredible amount of control. What you can do with that is entirely up to you. Also, too, since everybody's set up with a PIN, right? SMS PIN, I think, right? Where their cell phone gets pinged to get into the system.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think that for everybody that has been logging in, they said that, yeah, there's no issues there. You give them pretty much just give their personal cell, and then they're able to log in every time with that unique code.
Absolutely. That's really a good thing to have, because here's why I don't do better in most cases, because you could be mobile with that. So if somebody's working from home, I mean, I don't know if you have people who can work from home, or maybe they can't make it in, or they're on the road. I don't know if that's part of your model.
Mm-hmm.
But they can do that from anywhere in the United States.
Okay.
So, you
know. Awesome. So it's just giving them access even when they're not at their work computer, for example.
It has nothing to do with the work computer, right? It doesn't.
Okay.
It just goes with the code going to wherever they log on. So wherever they put the TLOXP login, whether it be a laptop, work computer, I think it even works on a tablet, from what I'm being told. It could be anywhere, on the road, hotel, doesn't matter.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Great.
All right, Jay. I'll go ahead and return this agreement to you. And yeah, I hope you have a good weekend if I don't talk to you again.
Definitely. You do the same over there, and I'm sure we'll chat sometime soon. So have a great holiday weekend there.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.